You're listening to the Arctic Circle podcast. In this episode, we listen to His Excellency Yiannis Avranos, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Culture, introduce the new Arctic policy of the Faroe Islands. The dialogue is followed by a Q&A with the audience and is moderated by Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson, Chairman of the Arctic Circle and former President of Iceland. This event originally took place at the 2022 Arctic Circle Assembly in Reykjavik, Iceland.
Chairman Ólafur Ragnar, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. We are at a turning point in global politics. The reality of global political area is changing. Rules-based system of international politics is under pressure, and the challenges we are facing require us to act. Act to ensure that the Arctic remains a peaceful and stable region. Act to mitigate the effect of climate change. Act to wisely and sustainably manage our natural resources, and to use as a guiding principle the ability that the untamed and often harsh Arctic natural surroundings have taught us to work together across nations to translate challenges into opportunities. On this backdrop, I have to once again thank President Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson for his vision and determination in bringing so many people together to create this exciting and necessary international forum. This year, the forum is perhaps more important than ever. For this very reason, we have decided to launch the new Arctic policy of the Faroe Islands today. Dear friends, the Arctic policy the Faroe Islands are launching today has a clear point of departure. In the midst of the changing realities we are facing, it is important to focus on the people living in the Arctic. We, the people of the Arctic, are few in number compared to the vastness of the Arctic area. But we are not living in a wilderness. We are not here only to survive, but to thrive and develop our societies and economies across the region. Our long experiences making a life in untamed and harsh natural condition has taught us to be practical, adaptable, and resilient. In this context, we must, to a greater extent than before, also consider the fact that democracy, human rights, and international law are not, even in our Arctic community, a matter of course. Our cooperation must be multilateral and rules-based. Our Arctic policy is the result of consulting stakeholders and developing a vision for the Faroe Islands in the Arctic context. The new Arctic policy of the Faroe Islands defines the Faroe Islands as a partner in the Arctic, strengthens the role of the Faroe Islands in the Arctic Council and other fora, lays the foundation for decision-making that helps foster development, knowledge and progress in the Faroe Islands and throughout the Arctic. The policy is composed of 8 strategic areas, of which I would like to highlight the following. Stability and security, because the Faroe Islands work to ensure that security and stability continue to prevail in the Arctic. International cooperation, because the international cooperation is of vital importance to meet the many challenges facing our societies. Environment, nature, and climate, because climate change is the most serious challenge of our time. Climate change is especially evident in the Arctic region. Research, knowledge advancement, and education, because knowledge based on research and science is critical for making appropriate decisions about the Arctic. The Faroe's Arctic policy highlights measures on the part of the Faroe Islands as a contribution to reaching the goals that are important for development in the Arctic. I invite you all to get familiar with our new Arctic policy, and it is my hope that it will be a useful instrument as we move forward, heading into more uncertain and challenging times. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been an honor to have this stage, and I look forward to 3 productive and exciting days during which we can share ideas and perspectives. Doing so is necessary to meet the challenges the years ahead will bring. And one last thing before I sign off. You are all invited to a Faroese night here in Harpa on Saturday for an evening with the Faroese food, drink, and entertainment. Thank you for your attention.
Well, thank you very much, Minister. Please join me here. And also thank you for hosting the grand finale of this assembly, please.
You're welcome.
With Faroese music and Faroese food and Faroese beer, for those of you who like beer. And we went from the United States to the Faroe Islands.
Yes, a big difference.
And then India will follow you afterwards. I think it's both a testimony to the wide scope of how the Arctic Circle presents the world, that a nation of 50,000 plus shares the states with the most powerful country in the world, and 3 billion people in Asia. So let me first ask you, how is it for you as Foreign Minister of the Faroe Islands to then execute this new Arctic policy that you have just described?
How
is it to implement this policy? How will you go forward from here?
I would say that it's very important for us to have an Arctic policy because Arctic means so much to us. Arctic is the fundament for living in Faroe Islands and have always been. We get the sea from North Atlantic and Arctic full of fish and nutrients and the warm sea and the cold sea. And our ancestors, they have been able to live in the Faroe Islands because of that. And the same for us. So, we will, this is the first step. In this policy, try to explain how we will be part of those countries who will take care of this wonderful area, North Atlantic and Arctic. We will help to work against the pollution and make it a peaceful place from now on.
Great. Are there any questions from the hall? Yes, there's one there at the back, here in the middle. In the middle, yes.
Yes, hello, my name is Aira, and I'm a student from the Faroe Islands. So my question to you, Jen, is how do you frame your new Arctic policy within the struggle for Faroese independence from Denmark?
Independent from Denmark, yes, independence from for all nations is a goal, and also for the Faroe Islanders. It don't mean that we will be alone in the world for ourselves, but we will be able to work at the same stage together with Denmark, Greenland, Iceland, and other countries. Arctic, our policy in Arctic, and the question about being independent, it is two different points. You don't think so, okay? But we have a very good today. We have a very good working together with Denmark, and I don't think people in Faroe Islands are so concerned today about the independence as they were, for example, for 20 years ago. But we will get our independence. I'm sure, but. I don't see it as the same, as a part of the same. We'll take care of artists, and as the policy is today in Faroe Islands, we are free to work on that for ourselves.
Yeah, I think coming from a country that for centuries was a part of the Kingdom of Denmark, I think we've seen here in your presentation by Prime Minister of Greenland, we will have a presentation later in this assembly by the Premier of the Northwest Territories. We heard the Senator from Alaska. What is interesting about the Arctic are all these territories that have self-government in one way or another. They are called states in America, provinces in Canada. You don't call it anything within the Kingdom of Denmark, and then you have various things sort of within Russia. And we decided early on in the Arctic Circle to allow all these different territorial governments to have the same voice as those who come from the capitals. Because if you only listen to those from the capitals, irrespective of whether it's Ottawa, Copenhagen, Washington, or whatever, you will not get the true picture of the Arctic. So whatever happens in your independence campaign, I think it's important that these voices be heard.
Yes,
and thank you for that.
One day we will have our independence, but until then we have to work together peacefully. That's very important.
But for somebody like me who wrote my PhD thesis on the independence movement of Iceland, it's tempting to enter this discussion. but I'm not going to do that. So, thank you very much, Minister.